The Mo Show is a production of MoFit.com. Any unauthorized reproduction or distribution of The Mo Show will result in a very stern talking to, so don't do it. Call The Mo Show at 347-857-2793. We'd really, really like to hear from you. Seriously. I'm not kidding about it.
I welcome this opportunity to speak to the people of America about a subject which I believe to be most important, and that is the subject of physical fitness.
And now, the hosts of The Mo Show, Mark Boucher and Christine Hetzel. Yeah! It is 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and it is time for The Mo Show. Thanks very much for tuning in. If you are tuning in through Facebook or through MoFit.com directly, we certainly thank you very much. It is March 26th, 2015. And we've got a killer show set up for tonight. I'll get to why in just a second, but if you've heard our promos, you know exactly why. First, I want to introduce my awesome kick-ass co-host over there in Orlando, Florida, Christine Hetzel. Hello, Christine.
That wonderful jazz.
You know what? I think I was somebody else just saved my butt on that one. Say that again, Christine. I had you muted. My fault. I'm an idiot. I'm sorry.
No problem. Hello. How are you doing tonight?
Okay, that's all you said. All right. Didn't miss that much.
I said more, but I was like, it's gone. The moment has passed.
Well, we've added some technical capabilities to the show this evening, and there's buttons everywhere, all kinds of buttons. They're just – I'm surrounded by buttons, and unfortunately, I didn't push your buttons, so you weren't allowed to talk. But, Christine, awesome to have you here. I also want to introduce a buddy of mine residing and doing the show tonight from Tampa, Florida, Mr. Nolan Etheridge. He is going to be our call screener for this evening. How's it going, Nolan?
Oh, going great, Mark. Can't wait to get through and get into the show.
Yep. Nolan is an athlete as well, especially if we're talking about things like mud and endurance-type events, a veteran of several Tough Mudders and Savage Races and Warrior Dashes, and I know you're getting your whole family into it and everything, Nolan, and that is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. Family that muds together stays together.
So when you call in this evening, if you do want to be part of the show and talk to any of our guests as the show goes on, the telephone number to do that is area code 347-857-2793, and you're going to talk to that angelic voice that you just heard. Mr. Nolan will get your info, and then we'll bring you on the show. And we'd love for you to do that, to call us and be part of it. Once again, 347-857-2793. And don't forget to text everybody that you know right now and tell them to go to MoFit.com and listen to the show. So, Christine, how was your week? Anything exciting fitness-wise or non-fitness-wise to kind of kick the show off here?
Well, I'm training for Century, so I had a group ride on Sunday. It was 30 miles. I had just done a six-mile run, so I'm starting to get a little bit more of, brick action when you start talking about triathlons.
Yeah, yeah, and it sounds like it's going pretty good. That's a lot more exciting than anything I had going on.
You didn't go through any mud races?
The idea. Sorry, say that again, Christine. I'm having a technical nightmare over here on my end this evening. Sorry about that.
Well, I was going to say I was surprised you didn't go through any mud or any ant piles that we all know that you're famous of.
Yeah. No, I didn't do anything like that. Just a couple runs and some go ruck style workouts. Speaking of which, Christine,
Are you ready? Are you ready to throw me under the bus? I mean, I'm going to do it, but it is completely contingent as the minute that I sign and register that you are signing up for a Bikram class.
Yeah. What is Bikram? If you could dive into that just for a skosh, because I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's a 90-minute yoga class. It's done at 102 degrees, I believe about 75 to 85% humidity, depending on the actual classroom setting. It may be a little bit more than that. I can't guarantee the humidity rating. And it goes over 26 postures, and you do each posture, except for the breathing exercises, a series of twice. It's pretty hardcore. It is one of the most hardcore styles of yoga.
Yeah, that's it sounds like something that, you know, I go in there and about 20 minutes into it, I start to rust.
Well, I had a girlfriend, and I'm not going to say her name, but I did have a girlfriend who's like, I absolutely love the heat. It can't possibly be hot enough for me. She walked in, sat there, lied to herself that she loved it, walked out 20 minutes later. So, yeah, it's tough.
Huh. So 20 minutes into the 90 minutes, and you usually go, you've never bailed out like that, right? Is it tough to take for 90 minutes?
I've never bailed, but they do tell you, obviously, to take it at your pace, and if you feel like you just need to lay down, just lay down. It's not a big deal. I'm sure it'll be easy in comparison to the Go Ruck challenge that you've called me out on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we will, on a future show, we'll dive deeper into Go Ruck, and I'll try to get some folks from the Go Ruck organization to come on with us to talk about it. That'll be coming up. Once again, let's go over real quick what we're going to do tonight, because it is a very, very exciting night. The telephone number to be part of the show, and we would love to have all of you be part of it. Area code 347-857-2793. That's how you get in. Coming up shortly, we're going to have Allie once again from 26.2 CrossFit. And a little bit later in the show, Allie's going to be just giving us a new fitness tip, which is something we're going to start doing weekly with him, and he knows what he's talking about, so blah, blah, blah. Also, at about 7:30, 7:40-ish, very, very awesome guest, Derek Mitchell. If you haven't heard of Derek Mitchell's name yet, you obviously have not tuned on any social media or your television in the last several days. He's just been everywhere. He's been a media sensation. He's a large dude. He's 570 pounds, or at least he was at the beginning of his, we'll call it a mission. But he's running a 5K once a month for the entire year. And he's doing it. And some of the stories and some of the quotes I've heard him talk about finishing when they've already picked up the race, you know, and the cops are gone and he still hasn't even crossed the finish line and things like that. His perseverance is just awesome. So he will be here at 7:30 or 7:40, and we're going to talk to him. And if you have any questions for him, or you just want to tell him that you love what he's doing, you can give us a call. Area code 347-857-2793. So Allie from 26.2 CrossFit coming up next. And before we get to him, fitness news. It's what we usually do right at the beginning of the show. Christine, I know you've got a great one. Do you want to, I hate to say, get the ball rolling?
Would you like me to go ahead and lead in with it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this news story is rather interesting, and I think it's wonderful for our target audience of people who are really into exercising. So, a latest study states that exercise is linked to erectile functioning in men. And what sets this study apart from all the others is that they were actually able to have a more comprehensive viewpoint that this spans across all sorts of nationalities and ethnic backgrounds. And basically, the long story short is that when it comes to exercise, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. However, they're confident that to some degree of exercise, even if it's less intense, is better than no exercise at all at helping to improve better erectile functioning in men. Hmm. What do you think about that?
It's interesting. The whole time you were reading it, really, to tell you the truth, what was in my mind is I was trying to remember how many cases I've heard of really elderly guys dying while having sex. So there's a tie in there because they were doing the you know, obviously as a sexual encounter is a physical act, and it's, you know, if you're not physically fit, obviously it's an issue for you. But I mean, every now and then you hear about some old geezer dropping dead in the middle of you know, reverse cowboy or something.
Well, if you've got to kick the bucket, that is the way to go out, don't you think?
I guess, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, but I can imagine it would be traumatic for the woman. Can you imagine a woman? I mean,
or if it's
the other way around, that would screw me up for a while. I think I'd be a mess if I killed somebody by doing that.
Well, either that, or you would become quite legendary.
I could find much happier ending ways to become legendary.
God, the puns, they just keep rolling. You can't stop once you get started.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that was one until about halfway through it. So I've got some Tough Mudder news here we'll get into. Real quick, telephone number again if you want to comment on anything here. 347-857-2793. So Tough Mudder, which we were just talking about, but what they do, you know, they do the big obstacle course races, and one of the things that everybody loves to get from a Tough Mudder race is the finisher shirts, right? I mean, you got to have that shirt. It's the bling. Everybody gets the headband, but the finisher shirts, at least for the last several years, were, you know, they say the year on them, and it says finisher. It's not just a Tough Mudder shirt. And you know, they're a great trophy to have, and it's some of the best bling going. So this year, Tough Mudder said, well, hey, we're not – never said why. You're not going to get a finisher shirt. And so the internet went apeshit. And they just – everybody rebelled. And then they went to, well, you're going to get a finisher shirt if you were one of the early people to sign up. So, you know, only the first 400 people to sign up get finisher shirts. Everybody else who goes there and exerts themselves and takes the same risks and finishes the show the same way, you know, the course the same way, they don't get a shirt. Obviously, the outrage continues. So now Tough Mudder has finally said, okay, all right, we made a mistake. Let me go to their page here real quick. So I'm on toughmudder.com, and this is where I found this earlier. The headline is, "We made a mistake. Finisher tees are back." And I'll post a link to it up at mofit.com. It's too much here to read. I'm not going to skim through it and do that right now. So the telephone number here, once again, to get in and comment, 347-857-2793. Sorry, Christine, I think you were about to say something there.
Yeah, what did you say was the reasoning behind it? What was their logic for pulling the finishing shirts from everybody?
I don't know. They never really – I guess. I mean, you got to imagine the price to put on the cost, the overhead is a better term for it, for something like a Tough Mudder race. It's got to be just nuts, especially the insurance and some of the obstacles probably cost 10 or 12 grand, you know, to build. And then they got to take them all back down again. There's a lot of people that work at them. So the overhead's insane. But, you know, I think a much better, if it were me, and you're a more marketing expert than I am, but if it were me, they should have just jacked the price up and said it's because of the T-shirts and nobody would have really cared.
Hey, Mark.
I was right about to say that. A lot of races – oh, hey, Nolan, go ahead.
Quite all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say I kind of followed that one from the beginning just because that was right about the time I completed my last Tough Mudder here in Florida. The official reason they gave was consumer feedback. They said that the runners said that they'd rather have that money put into bigger and badder obstacles rather than the shirts. And it's tough for me to believe just because of the storm that's hit the internet after that. And being a multi-mudder myself, as just like you are, when I'm out wearing my shirt, I get a lot of people that come up and say hi that I would have never talked to. I'm not going to wear my orange headband that I'm unbelievably proud of out in public, but I wear that shirt all the time.
Yeah, I don't think that's true though. The reason they gave that that was the feedback from the runners. There's no possible way. No possible way.
They're trying to save money, and that's okay. Like you said, if they had just said, "Hey, finisher shirt is an extra $20," awesome. I'm already spending $100-$120 to run. Plus the cost of getting there and all the training I'm put in, I'm going to pay the extra $20. But
well, I think a better way to do it, a better way of doing the same thing that I think would have less attrition would be to say, here's the cost. Let's say it's $140. Or if you uncheck this tiny box here next to this fine print, if you don't want a shirt, it's only $120. So bake it into the price. They get the shirt unless they say they don't. So they have to like actually opt out of getting a shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Or really, and I have seen a lot of race directors do that, but I really think that it's kind of part of just expected now. People want something to walk away from as memorabilia. It's just build it into the price. God knows, when it comes to races here locally with the mouse, every single year, those raise prices still go up and they sell out within hours. People know that they're paying astronomical prices, but they want that bling.
I have run races just because they have awesome shirts.
I'm personally not a short girl, but God Almighty, give me some pretty medals and sparkly bling, and I will run it. I am actually considering a triathlon that I'm nowhere near prepared for just for that reason.
It's killing me that Savage Race is here in Florida this weekend, and I'm not participating. I'm forcing myself to take some time off from an injury I got last year. But this is the first Savage Race I've missed since I started doing mud runs with Mark almost 3 years ago. I love that race.
So you guys will have to tell me a little bit more about Savage Race, because the only mud run that I've done is Warrior Dash, and I kind of get the understanding that Savage Race is almost like an intermediate right before Tough Mudder. Does it have a finisher's shirt and bling? Does it just have a finisher's shirt?
So the Savage Race I consider Tough Mudder light. It's
okay.
Do you want to be in Tough Mudder? Try this one first. It has almost identical setup for the obstacles. So Tough Mudder has the Arctic Enema. Savage Race has Shriveled Richard. One of them has... Tough Mudder has Walk the Plank, and Savage Race has Davy Jones Locker, you know, the jump from 15 feet into water. So they have very similar styles. There's no electricity in Savage Race, which I know is is one of those things that a lot of people get worried about when they start thinking Tough Mudder. And the obstacles are closer together. So it's the same number of obstacles, but in half the space. It's usually about 7.5 miles. So it's really a good intro. The way I did it was I did Warrior Dash first, and I did that with Mark and his wife. And then that started my training. That fall, I did Savage Race 2 weeks before Tough Mudder. So that was my warm-up. And when I did Savage Race, that was the first time I had ever gone further than 3 miles in running. It was quite an interesting experience.
So if you guys had to draw a parallel with all of these different races, it sounds to me that almost like the Warrior Dash, because I did that one, is like a 5K version.
That's 5K.
Maybe Savage Race. Okay, then like Savage Race is more of a 10K. Warrior Dash is a half marathon, and then Go Ruck is what? Is that the marathon? Is that like as badass as you get?
Well, it's kind of hard to compare the two because it's a real apples and oranges thing. Because Go Ruck is, I mean, there's a lot of Go Ruck is just literally just walking down a sidewalk carrying heavy things, you know. But for 12 hours or for 24 hours at a time, it's a real long time, you know. So it's kind of hard to say, but I mean, like, fitness level that, you know, that you're going to, need, comparisons on that level, exertion levels, I would say a Go Ruck light would be about the same as a Tough Mudder, you know, the full blown Tough Mudder or Spartan Beast. And then a Go Ruck challenge, or the Go Ruck heavy, which is a 24 hour long one. I would equate that to like,
An ultra,
yeah, or going to Tough Mudder and running 2 or 3 laps, something like that.
Okay.
So, my favorite of all of them, though, is definitely the Go Ruck.
You kind of have mentioned that you love it because of the camaraderie in it, right?
Yep.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, so what time are we looking at? 19 minutes after 7. We've got Derek Mitchell coming up at 7:35, 7:40-ish, sometime around there. Derek Mitchell is almost 600 pounds, and he's running a 5K once a month for an entire year. It just doesn't really get more inspiring than that, and he will be here. We're lucky to have him. Christine, you pointed out that earlier today when we were talking offline that he's become extremely popular. He had to go get an agent and everything.
I'm not at all surprised. He's just, it's an amazing story, so I cannot wait to talk to him.
Yep. So he'll be coming up soon. 347-857-2793 is the phone number if you want to call in and talk to us about anything we've talked about so far. But right now, we are going to Cocoa, Florida. We're going to talk to Allie from 26.2 CrossFit. Hello, sir.
Hey, Mark.
How's it going?
Not bad. How are you tonight?
Man, I'm doing good. Christine's doing good. We got a new guy here, Nolan. I think he's doing pretty good as well. This is turning into a regular morning zoo type show.
Woo-hoo.
That's fantastic. I actually met Nolan, completely threw me off track. The last thing I expected was to get to get screened. It was great.
Yeah, we're going extremely high tech here.
What's that?
Yeah, my dream.
Hey, Allie,
I'm doing well, Christine. How was bike week?
It was good. It was good. I was so disappointed, though, because I was really hoping to get to chat with you much more. But we'll have to definitely have you on for a longer segment because I want to hear more about your strongman stuff that you've been posting on your blog lately.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are giants, and like an idiot, I'm working out with them. So we're going to see how that works for my endurance plans.
I can't wait to hear about it. I've always been interested. I follow a strong woman, and what I see her doing is like, holy moly, I want to be just like her when I grow up.
There's two of them here presently. One placed in the Tampa just had a fitness competition in Bradenton, and she placed third in that, and one of our other strongmen placed first in that competition over there last weekend.
Good deal, good deal. And I saw that your annual competition or your little fun challenge is coming up here in May.
That's right. Puerto Vida is starting May 31st. We're going to have, there's going to be a Atlas Stone for the Ironman. There's going to be an Atlas Stone lift in that. That's going to be something everybody can do. And there's a bicycle shop that opened up in Cocoa Village that is donating 4 heavy bicycles for us for a bicycle toss for distance. So it's going to be a good time.
That's such a listen.
I'm sorry?
I said that sounds amazing. We have to see if we can get Mark out there for it. Mark, are you ready to go ahead and sign up for this challenge?
I'll throw a bike around. I'm not above that.
Well, there's going to be a little bit more than just a bike toss. There'll be several events. It takes, we call it a flight when somebody starts. And they start their flight with, it's going to be a deadlift, burpee, couplet, where you get a set amount of time to do as many cycles of deadlift and burpee as you can. Then you go to a handstand hold, and you get 4 minutes to hold a handstand. Every second that you are in the handstand is taken off of your run time. You go from the handstand to the Atlas Stone lift, from the Atlas Stone lift to the bike toss, and from the bike toss you have a 2-mile run. So it's going to cover all aspects of fitness. And then afterwards, there's lots of beer drinking and food eating and just generally raiding Cocoa Village. It's the pilfering process after the war.
Yeah, this is the – I think I saw that there's – actually, I think I'm signed up for it. It's the idiot run, or is that something else?
No,
the Village Lost
different.
Their Idiot Run is on April 3rd. That's coming up. That's with the Village Idiot Bar. We're involved in that as well. That's a 5K. They close the streets down. Eric's done a fine job getting that thrown together fast. So I'll be at that as well. I'm also doing the triathlon in Cocoa Village this weekend. I'm not sure how I ended up in that, but I'm in it. So we're going to see how a skinny little white boy does on a bicycle, a swim, and a run.
All right. Well, good stuff there. So we're talking with Allie from 26.2 CrossFit. And Allie, we're going to make this a regular weekly thing. We're going to look for your expertise and pass on a fitness tip or a training tip of some sort relevant to whatever's going on in the show on that particular evening. So for tonight, and we had discussed this briefly earlier, we're going to be talking with Derek Mitchell, who is using running as his vehicle to lose weight. He has a lot to lose. He weighed nearly 600 pounds when he started, and he's running a 5K race once a month for an entire year. So, Allie, what about some sort of advice for people who are significantly overweight and just beginning to take up running and obviously don't want to get hurt?
Well, there's so much. One is just the inspiration to do it. Kudos to anybody who's looking to get themselves better. And, you know, for Derek, that's good for you, man. It's just amazing. Our recommendations to people when they're first starting out is dependent on what hurts. And if nothing hurts and you're just going for your run with starting out, a lot of people run and walk and run and walk. So what we try to do is we have people really focus on their breathing. By focusing on your breathing and being a go-rucker, you're going to understand the concept behind this. If you're focusing on your breathing, you're not focusing on the suck, because the suck is right behind you. And if you let the suck in, it's going to be an awful 45 minutes to an hour. So focusing on your breathing gives you a chance to, one, set aside the cramps that are going to come up, and two, it doesn't give you a chance to focus on what hurts. Because a distracting injury is a distracting injury. So if you got something to think about, unless you are following a gorgeous woman or man, you need to come up with something. And me, I'm a slow guy, so the hot butt always leaves me. I got to come up with something else to think about. We have people work on breathing in for 4 steps and breathing out for 5 steps. And it's kind of a conundrum to people because they're like, oh, no, you got to pant. You got to huff and puff and puff and huff. And the human body was built to breathe normally while running. We're endurance hunters. We're people that would run prey down. That's how we caught stuff. We didn't fall out of trees and beat lions to death. We ran gazelles until they quit running. The way you do that is you breathe in, get rid of the carbon dioxide, and then breathe in oxygen. By breathing out for 5 steps, you get rid of the carbon dioxide to make room for oxygen.
Man, a lot of science behind that, but that's awesome advice, and obviously it plays well into the subject matter at hand tonight. Allie, thank you very, very much. Before we bid you adieu, give your gym a quick plug here: internet, website, phone number, so on.
Actually, yeah, the noises you hear in the background are people doing sledgehammer swings and tire flips tonight. We're in Rockledge, Florida. It's 26.2crossfit.com. Point is spelled out. So it's 26, POINT, 2, CrossFit.com. And we can be reached at 321-636-4206. Go ahead and give us a call. Ask any questions you want. We'll be happy to answer you. And come on down if you want to do a one-on-one running clinic.
All right. Allie, thank you very much. And look forward to hopefully seeing you again back here next week.
Mark, you can call me when I'm running any day. I am happy to stop and talk.
All right, man. That's good stuff. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. Good luck on your triathlon.
That's Allie from 26.2 CrossFit here in the Cocoa, Florida area. I was going to do actually, my wife and I have talked about diving into CrossFit a little bit. And, of course, you're dragging me into yoga, or what'd you call it, Blitzkrieg? What's it called again?
Bikram. But you know what? If I had to choose between
Bikram,
CrossFit and Bikram, I would do CrossFit every single day over the week over Bikram. And his gym, you should definitely check it out. And I think we really should consider maybe doing his challenge at Pura Vida. I watched it last year, and it was totally awesome.
Yeah, I like the bike toss. The whole concept, of course, midget tossing has become so politically incorrect nowadays that we can't do that anymore. taking the fun out of the CrossFit challenge.
Oh, boy.
So, Derek Mitchell coming up. He is the 570-pound. And I keep saying that number, and I feel bad saying that number because there's no way he's still that, but that's what it was on the article that I originally discovered him at. Anyway, he's overweight, and he's working on the weight by running a 5K every month for the entire year. It's going to be really super cool talking to him, and he'll be calling in pretty soon, and we're going to talk to him. The telephone number for you to call in if you would like to be a caller and talk about anything you want, anything we've talked about so far, including people that have died from being too old and having sex at the same time. We'd love to hear your comments on that. 347-857-2793 is the telephone number. And again, we've got a special bonus tonight, Mr. Nolan. Nolan is back there, and he's actually, when you call in, what you're going to do is you're going to talk to Nolan. And he's going to grill you down a little bit. He's going to give you a bit of a shakedown. We spent several hours this afternoon coming up with a list of poignant questions that we're going to ask everybody who calls in to, you know, verify that, first of all, that you're an American, right? Because America.
America, that's right. And you're actually going to get who are you and where are you from. So,
right, right.
Okay.
And from that, and I will divine all of the information I need from there.
Yep.
So this is
and then
the top security clearance that we've got going on when you call in.
Yeah, you better be ready to show some creds if you want to get on
right.
the show. Let me tell you what. And we're going to get some callers coming up when we get Derek Mitchell here for sure. But last week was awesome, right, Christine? We had a caller last week.
Yeah, with a fantastic question for our guest last week, Duncan. He gave her a great tip, so I enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, and speaking of, you know, you bring up an interesting point. Last week, every show we've ever done can be listened to and streamed anytime. As long you can even download them and listen to them in your car if you want to. But you go to mofit.com. I think I need to modify the link. As soon as you go there right after the show, I'll have a link to the archives of all of the shows. But the last show that we do, like, for example, this one, will be available to stream as a podcast all week long. So when you're on there, go in and check out previous shows and give them a listen. But, yeah, last week was pretty cool. Duncan Jay was awesome, and we're going to have him on again. Have you ever heard of him as a comedian? Because he's a hell of a comedian also, not just a fitness guy.
I haven't until now. When you mentioned him, I started following his page, and he's freaking hilarious from what I can tell. I'd love to go see one of his shows.
Yep. Yeah, I guess if at the Aquatic Rehab Center where he works, what a treat, huh? Especially if you're trying to think of a good way. I'm backing myself into a hallway here. I'm not going to go. But let's say you go and you need rehabilitation. What a treat to have somebody who knows what they're doing fitness-wise and can also make you chuckle, right? That's a lot better than what I was originally going to say.
God, now I have to know what you originally were going to say.
I'll get with you after the show. Yeah, yeah, no, I'll definitely.
Got it.
I'll tell you. So we've got Derek Mitchell coming up, and we talked about Tough Mudder for a little bit. And we were talking about the differences between Tough Mudder and Savage Race and GoRuck. And, you know, any of those things have a lot of the similarities, but there's and you said ultra races as well, ultra marathons. And it begs the question, how far will you ever go? Because like Nolan said a little while ago, he's never going to do a GoRuck, but that's exactly what he said about Tough Mudder. So now, obviously, someday he's going to do a GoRuck. So what's next after that? I mean, you know, there's the Spartan Death Race. There's 100-mile ultra marathons. I mean, I guess I'll pose this to each of you individually. We'll start with Christine. Christine, what's the craziest fitness event you think, honestly, you'll ever talk yourself into doing?
I know that I will eventually do an Ironman. I don't know how, because I've talked to you about my limitations about swimming, which it's basically, I really am not meant to be in the water, but that is my goal, absolutely. And I absolutely know that I will do an ultra, be it a 50-mile ultra or 100 miles, that I can't swear to, but I know I will. Now, you know that there's like an ultra, where it's like a, I don't know,
yeah,
the regular, it's what, a... God, like a 5-mile or 6-mile swim, a 300-mile bike ride, and like a 50-mile run. That's just insane. That's something I do
it's,
not
yeah,
see myself
basically
ever
it's
doing.
Yeah, basically, twice everything, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What's a normal Ironman swim? Three miles?
Two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so it's a 2-mile swim, a marathon, and a century, right?
It's 2.4-mile swim followed by 116 miles, I believe, on the bike, and then the full marathon to cap it off.
Okay. Yeah. Because, you know, a 2.4-mile swim and 116 miles on the bike immediately back-to-back is just too pansy for the average person, I guess.
Hey, you don't get the title Ironman without working for it.
Yeah. Well, you and I are going to do a half Ironman this fall, I think, right?
I'm pretty certain. I mean, I feel like if I'm training for a century, training for a marathon, I just need to get my ass in that pool and figure out how to really swim. Mm.
All right, Nolan, same question.
Well, I can tell you that I have a goal that I'd like to I think as far as I'll go is I'd like to do world's toughest mudder before I'm 50. I can't see going beyond that. Endurance, the grit, the I'm not going to stop, I can dig that up. The let me run, walk, and run, swim, and what is it? Run, swim, and bike far enough to drive across Texas. I don't think that's going to happen. I can't even imagine.
Okay. Well, it's a reasonable goal. It's not like the ones I tend to set for myself, so kudos to that.
So, Nolan, you said that you won't do a tough mudder, I'm sorry, after you're 50? Is that what your cutoff time is?
He had to jump up. He's checking a call real quick, Christine. I think that
got it.
I think he just said world's toughest mudder is what he said.
World's toughest mudder. Is that the one where it's like a 24-hour where you keep doing the tough mudder over and over?
Yeah, it's for 24 hours. It was in Las Vegas last year, so it's, you know, super hot during the day and super cold at night. And so, you know, at night they're wearing their wetsuits during the day. You know, they got to ditch the wetsuits, and it's basically down to, you know, the skimpiest clothes you can find and back to the wetsuits at night. But, yeah, it's 24 hours long, but it's a five-mile tough mudder course with all the same obstacles and usually some stupid new ones that are just crazy insane. But you just do it over and over and over. And, you know, I think it starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, and then off you go. Is that something you'd ever do, you think?
I don't know. I guess I'll never say never kind of a thing.
I just want to jump off the Davy Jones locker they have there because it's 35 feet in the air.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one that they built out of the they built the deck on top of that cliff, right, for the world's toughest mudder. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they just found a canyon. Said, here, let's put a deck here.
Okay, I'll revise my never say never. I don't think I would never want to do that.
Okay. Of course, these are all subject to change because as we all, you know, get older and crazier, you know, our threshold changes. So for all three of us, I predict we could probably revisit this question in probably as little as 5 years, and we would all have dramatically different answers in one dramatically more refined or dramatically crazier in one direction or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking at it's about 7:38 right now. We're Eastern time. The reason I say that is because right around now, we usually bring our guest on, and that's exactly what we're going to do. If you'd like to call in and talk with our guest this evening, the telephone number to do so is 347-857-2793. I am host number one, Mark Boucher. Host number two, Christine Hetzel, is the other voice you hear, the nice voice that you hear. And then the other dude that you hear in the background there from time to time, that's Nolan. He is our call screener. So between myself, Nolan, and Christine, we are The Mo Show, which we do every Thursday here at MoFit.com. So dial in and ask your questions of our guest, and we're going to talk to him right now. We say hello to Derek Mitchell. How are you doing? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. There we go. Derek, man, I'm sorry. Just like what I did to Christine earlier, I cut you off. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Fantastic. It is it's awesome to have you here. I know you've probably been hearing that a lot. Everybody's I imagine you're probably getting sick of everybody telling you how awesome you are.
Sometimes, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to hear, too. So.
Right. I hear that. So I've been talking about you a lot through the show, and I don't really have much of an agenda to talk to you with. I'm anticipating probably a few phone calls for you. We're a relatively new show/podcast, and, you know, working on the marketing and getting everything out there. But every show, we're getting more and more people dialing in, and we're getting more and more callers. And I know that several people have expressed interest in talking to you tonight, so can't wait to have them on here as well.
Awesome.
But, yeah, I was kind of just want to get us started by passing the mic over to you and maybe just tell us a little bit about where you were and what kind of epiphany you had that led you to discover running and where you're going from here.
Well, I mean, running has always kind of been a little bit of, well, for the past three or four years, running has always been kind of there because my sister is a marathon runner. She ran the Chicago Marathon in 2010. She's ran a couple of halves and several 5 and 10 Ks. And so usually whenever she's running, I would sign up to volunteer. And so while she was running the race, I'd be like a course monitor or at the finish line or whatnot, just, you know, helping out wherever I could. And, but last November when I went to the doctor and, I'm sure everybody has read all the stuff about my tumor.
Yep.
So, I went to the doctor and that's when I found out that, back in November that my weight was, over 600, it was around 625. And so I knew that something needed to change. You know, aside from the whole tumor thing, regardless of what that kink, because I was already on medication to shrink the tumor, and I knew that eventually once the tumor got small enough that I could start taking testosterone replacement therapy and kind of help boost my metabolism, my energy levels, I knew that I had to start doing something myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided at the beginning of the year that I was going to cut soda and start eating better. And it was my sister who actually approached me, and she's like, you know, that's all well and good. I'm really glad that you're not drinking soda. I'm glad that you're eating salads and you're eating better, but you need to have some sort of exercise. You have to change your activity levels.
Right.
And so, you know, she suggested that, you know, it's low impact for me to just, it doesn't bother me, I mean, with certain respects, to just go out and go for a walk. And
right.
So that's what I started doing. I would just go for a walk. I started at a mile, and I would walk around my neighborhood. And I had this app on that came with my phone called LG Health that would record my tracks. And I would just, you know, get on, and I would walk around and everything. And I slowly started stepping it up. And, again, my sister, the marathon runner, and she actually used to be a derby girl too. But she said, you know, instead of just walking just to walk, you know, to help motivate you, why don't you sign up for a 5K? You know, that way you have a goal in mind and you have something to work towards. And so, you know, I signed up for the one in March, the Big 12 5K, and I started stepping out my daily walks. Like, I got up to around 2 miles, and I was, I mean, even one day, like 2 weeks before I was supposed to walk the 5K, I was just off in this zone where I was just walking, and I was close to home, and I was pushing 3 miles, and I was like, you know what, I might as well just walk a 5K today.
Sure.
So I just went ahead and took an extra block and ended up getting like 3.3 miles that day, and I got home, and I was exhausted, and I felt horrible, but I was like, that's proof of concept right there that I can walk a 5K.
Well, yeah, because you did.
That is awesome,
yeah, I would
Derek.
Certainly say so.
So,
telephone number, call in real quick here to talk to Derek Mitchell if you'd like to ask him a question or just talk to him. 347 is the area code, 857-2793 here on the Mo Show. Sorry about that. Derek, it sounded like you were about to just launch into something there. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, and, you know, one of the things that's cool about walking is, I mean, occasionally I'll have my headphones and I'll listen to music or different stuff like that, but one of the cool things is you can just think about stuff and you just, you know, work through things. And I got to thinking, you know, if I can just keep going with this whole 5K thing throughout the year, then it'll keep me motivated to continue walking. And so I just decided, you know, there's 10 months left in the year, starting with March. Why don't I just walk 10 5Ks, one a month for the rest of the year, so that way, once I finish one, I know, well, I can't slack off. You know, I got to keep walking so that I can get myself prepared for the next one. And
right.
Then I was on the news, and then everything else happened. And now I've got two scheduled in May and two scheduled in June. So
you're going to end up doing a lot more than 10 over the 10
months.
Yeah,
I'm going to end up doing probably close to 12 or 13, depending on how many other people want me to walk with them.
Just quick show of hands.
Myself...
Does anybody want me to go and put muzzles on the dogs, or is it cool?
I am sure it's fine. So, Derek, what did your doctors have to say? I assume you're still under medical advice and they're watching everything. Are they beyond excited at your treatment currently as to how you're progressing?
Well, it was kind of funny because the prolactin, the last time I went and got my blood taken, my prolactin level, which is supposed to be no higher than 18, whenever I started this, it was like 1,500.
Shut up!
And the last time I had my blood drawn, it was 34. So,
oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Can you tell me, like, what was the time frame between when they originally tested it and to the last?
Probably 8 months.
Wow.
Probably around
that
8 months.
That is absolutely amazing. Truly, absolutely amazing. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, they are really excited about that. You know, just the fact that it's gone down, and my testosterone is still hovering around 30, and it's supposed to be up around at least 250. So that's why just this past Monday, they got me started on testosterone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can start trying to raise my testosterone up to where it's supposed to be.
Good deal, good deal. So are you feeling more of the energy levels that you described that you were initially missing out on? Or are you starting to feel that more just from all of the movement and the better eating and getting everything under control medically?
I definitely feel much better than I used to. Whenever I'm walking, my legs still hurt to an extent, but not the extent that they used to. And, I mean, I've already lost 50 pounds. Because, like, whenever I started, I was at 625, and the last time I went and weighed myself, I was at 577. So it's, like, 48 pounds
that
I've lost already.
Man, that's awesome. Do you have a target weight in mind for the end of the year, or just
skip
whatever it is?
By the end of the year, I'm hoping to lose at least another 250 pounds. That's my goal just by the end of the year.
Man, have you done any computer projections of what you're going to look like or anything like that? Because that would be kind of neat.
No, I haven't done anything like that. I've thought about it, but I've never done anything like that.
Yeah, man. All right. Hey, the telephone number if you want to talk to Derek Mitchell to call in here on the Mo Show is area code 347-857-2793. Derek Mitchell is talking about his story. He is started off just around 600 pounds. He's running a bunch of 5K races this year, and it's working for him. If you got a question for him, give us a shout. Once again, 347-857-2793. And we've got a question for you, Derek. We say hello to Sybilla. Sybilla's calling in from Nashville, Tennessee. Howdy ho.
Hello. Hi, Derek.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, first of all, I just want to say hats off to you and hats off to your family for just, you know, for being supportive and, you know, just being behind you. And, you know, to just going through the medical issues, you know, I mean, how scary is it to have a brain tumor, benign or not, you know? And then to go out and do something and, you know, I have gained an incredible amount of weight over the past few years, and lately I've been hovering around 220. And to go out, you know, for me to just go to a gym, it's just so just, I just don't want to go. I don't want people looking at me and, you know, going, you know, kind of like, oh, you don't fit in here, you know, sort of thing. And to go out and just start doing 5Ks, it's just amazing. I love it. And if I need any kind of encouragement, man, you just seriously just gave me that push. Like, I know I'm, you know what, a 5K a month, it sounds good to me. I think I'm going to start doing the just exact same thing. And
that's awesome.
You know,
I mean, originally when I started this, it was just basically to make myself to try to get back to a normal weight. And just the amount of people that have kind of said what you just said kind of makes me think that I just want to keep doing this, just you know, if it's going to be that kind of an encouragement to people. Because I got a buddy of mine that I've known for a little over a year, and he's just been, you know, he's not as big as me, he's a bigger guy, but he's always struggled with his weight, and he's always struggled with health issues. And it was funny, because whenever I finished the 5K, like immediately before your news hit, he sent me a message. He said, you know what, if you can do one, I can do one too. I'm walking the next one with you. And so it was awesome, because it was such a surprise from all of us that, you know, that he was willing to just, you know, get up and walk that 5K with me just because he saw me do one.
I mean, that's just, you know, that to me, this is like, you know, my reason. Like, I'm just like, you know what, I'm kind of embarrassed to put myself out there, but then I'm kind of like, you know what, people respond so positively to you, and to really see people rooting, you know, for, you know, anybody who wants to get healthier, that just really is encouraging to me, to know that people, you know, aren't just judgmental, you know, that they really are like, yeah, you know, just be healthy, you know, and run a Tough Mudder eventually with us.
Yeah, that's one of the, actually the surprising things about this whole thing, is because just because of the, you know, and I mean, even growing up, you know, I've always just been kind of negatively responded to, and it just blew me away, the amount of positive stuff that I got from people. Just absolutely amazing how positive everyone is responding to this. I mean, I knew that there was going to be a lot of positive stuff, but to be honest, I was estimating like 70-30. Like 70% positive, 30% you need to stay at home. But, I mean, it's been closer to about 97-98%, and that just absolutely floored me.
Good. That makes me really happy to hear that. And, you know, I mean, why stay at home? Why would anybody want you to stay at home? That's just, you know, doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So, you know, just, yes, please. Keep doing what you're doing, and please keep posting, because, you know, there's a lot of us out there who really need that. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks,
Derek,
for the call, Sibylla.
Really appreciate
it.
Thanks. And Derek, she makes a really great point in that your Facebook following is through the roof. Now, did that happen after the news story started getting picked up? Were you already building a kind of, were you documenting on social media prior to that?
Prior to that, I was documenting, but I didn't have a special page set up. I was just, you know, putting it on my personal Facebook page. And occasionally I would have, like before I even walked the 5K, like I would have, one of my cousins, she posted something that said, you know, we were sitting at home and we noticed, you know, that Derek is continuing to get out and walk. And so there was a little bit of inspiration there, you know, to begin with. But, I mean, the news story hit, and I didn't actually create the page until after the Runner's World article hit, whenever it just kind of exploded. Because Runner's World is when it really went through the roof.
Yeah, that must have been surreal.
So.
I mean, I would liken that to being like, you know, Buddy Holly driving around in the car and hearing one of his songs come on the radio.
Yeah. I mean, it was just crazy because, like, in an instant, because, like, I went from, I had, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 250 to 300, you know, friends on my personal Facebook page. And
right.
when I stopped accepting, I had 1,800.
Oh my
and it
gosh.
Just it floors me that it just, and I mean, I just passed 12K on the on my story page, where I'm going to be posting everything for people to follow.
Well, there's a limit on Facebook, isn't there? Like, or are you talking about your fan page? Because maybe one page doesn't have a limit and the other one does. I can't remember which is which.
Yeah, your fan personal friends. On your personal friends, you can't have any more than 5,000. But on your fan page, I don't know that there's a limit. And my fan page, I'm still floored that it's actually approaching 13K. Because last time I looked, it was like 12.7.
Yeah. Man, you need to jump on this wagon and start, you know, I don't know, making music. Start producing hit records or something and just keep the ball rolling. Because eventually you're gonna be a skinny dude. And then at that point, the train comes to a stop. You're just going to be a regular old skinny dude. You're going to need something else.
Well, see, my plan – see, I actually have a plan, and this is going to sound interesting, but my plan is that once I get down to where I'm skinnier, then maybe next year I can do a 5K in every state. And then, like, I thought about going around and doing, like, public speaking and just telling my story and showing before and after pictures and just encouraging people, all it takes is to get out and walk.
Yep.
And, you know, look the kind of change that happened in my life just because I got tired of what I was in and decided to get up and get out and walk.
Man, you got to do that, man. I think that would be fantastic. And you have to. I cannot stress this enough. And someday, listen, when you take this picture, I want to take it with you if we're still in contact when you do this, all right? So here's the concept. It's a standard photograph where you stand in one leg of one of the pairs of pants that you used to wear, but I want to stand in the other leg and take a picture.
Okay. All right. That sounds like
a
plan, man.
That would be too awesome. Yeah, that would be too awesome. Telephone number, if you want to talk to Derek, you can do it. We've got a few minutes left in the show. Here we go until about 8 o'clock. Telephone number is 347-857-2793. Thanks very much again. Sibylla from Nashville called in to say hi with a great question and some kind words there as well. Derek, as the weight goes away and you start getting down to a more manageable weight level, what other things are you expecting to improve in your life as well? I mean, some of the obvious ones are that you're going to get around a lot easier, getting in and out of cars, piece of cake,
right?
You know, all the normal stuff. But are there any other things, you know, physically that you're comfortable talking about anyway, that are going to go away, you know, once you're done with the process that you're looking forward to?
Being able to this is going to sound really dumb, but being able to fit in normal chairs. Like not
and
having.
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
And this is one thing that I want to ride roller coasters again. I
there
love riding roller coasters. It's one of my favorite things in the whole world. And I don't fit in the seats anymore. So, you know, that I would love to go to Cedar Point and, you know, ride the top thrill dragster. You know, that would be like at the end of the year, that would be my reward for myself. You know, to get down to a size where I can fit in roller coaster seats again.
Hey,
please, Derek. Sorry, go ahead, Nolan.
I was just going to say, you and I have some similarities in that regard as well. I certainly didn't have the health problems that you experienced, and I, you know, super impressed with what you're doing. That was one of my goals too. I hit over 300 pounds. I was about 315, 320. And honestly, that was one of the things I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to ride a roller coaster with my kids. And that made the biggest difference in the world. It sounds weird to tell people that that's a goal, but it's completely valid. And let me ask this. Have you thought about doing any of the mud runs, Warrior Dash, something like that?
No. I mean, once I lose some weight, probably, but at this time, probably not. I would love to at some point, but I know I need to lose off some weight to be able to get up some of those obstacles.
Well, yeah, you're right on some of them, but I can tell you, as a big guy myself, and when I did my first one, I was still hovering. I was probably 280, 290 when I ran my first Warrior Dash. And, in fact, I ran it with Mark. And it's a challenge, but I tell you what, you were talking about that community and all the good vibes that people give. There are very few places I've been around that have a better community spirit than some of these warrior, the mud runs like Warrior Dash and Savage Race. And, you know, when you amp it way up into Tough Mudder and stuff like that. So it's something that even if you just walk it, which again, hundreds of people will be there with you. And I'm telling you right now, if you're anywhere in the Florida area and you want to do one, I'll do it with you. But I walked my last one with a group of friends that we all had injuries from last year and we just couldn't run. And we had the best time. Yeah, and the people that – I broke my leg last year. So.
Oh, wow.
In November. And we walked Warrior Dash together. And the ones where we can't climb because I don't have enough – I like to tell people that I have plenty of upper body strength. I just have too much lower body. the ones that require that, I walk around them. I watch my skinny, healthy friends do it, and we laugh, and we go. So, yeah, think about it, and when you're comfortable, when you're ready to do it, give us a call, and I bet you have some pretty good company on the track with you.
Awesome.
All right. Awesome. Hey, Derek, thanks very, very much, man, for joining us on the show here. I got to wrap it up. We've hit the top of the hour here. We do the show every Thursday. Our guest tonight has been Derek Mitchell, and he's been talking about his journey through weight loss, through running, and it's been awesome. Derek, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Any parting words for anybody that is listening right now and maybe just kind of on the cusp of wanting to tackle what you've tackled but just can't seem to do it?
I would say don't try to tackle what I'm tackling. Just start by just go for a walk. I mean, even if you can just walk to the end of the block, walk to the end of the block and then walk back to your house.
Start small, man. Baby steps, right?
Yep. Just go for a walk.
All right. Well, Derek, we're going to follow your progress. And if it's okay with you, we'll keep in touch. And maybe in 6 months or so, we'll check back and do a second show on you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Cool. Love to hear how you've progressed from show to show.
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
Awesome, awesome. Christine, any final words?
Just thank you so much for coming on. We're so inspired by you, and just continue the great journey.
Thank you very much, Christine. It was nice to meet you all.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Derek, thank you very much. On behalf of Christine Hetzel, Nolan Etheridge, our sexy call screener back here in Tampa, Florida. Have a wonderful week on behalf of MoFit.com and The Mo Show. We're going to be back next week. You can listen to any of our archived shows anytime you want to at MoFit.com. They're all going to be there. This one will be there in a few minutes. We will see you next week. www.mofit.com. Bye-bye.
Made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry. And they all have pretty children. The children go to school. The children go to summer camp and then to the university where they are put in boxes. They all come out the same. Then the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky. They all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one, a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky. They all look just the same.